Jimmy Diggs here at Godzilla. Join us every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the most brutal, intense, uncensored show on the net, Daily Noise, right here on LVRocks.com.
And now back to whatever crap you're listening to.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? It is time for the greatest internet radio show ever. Get ready for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight in the studio, we meet every qualification for minorities and women. We are an equal opportunity employer, but we ain't got no damn money. Tonight we have a lot of news, a lot of commentary, some decent opinion, and a complete lack of guests. And we know everybody wants to play along, so go to the website, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat, and you can join us live with the chat. Hey, we also have phone numbers, 1-866-587-6257. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. Tonight in the studio, we have basically every chair filled. Let's start off. We have Murphy, we have Decap, we have Chief, so we have all the regulars here. So, hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What's up?
Murph.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
Alright.
What's up, dude?
What?
What's up, dude? What's up,
what
dude?
The fuck is that last word?
Nostal.
That's an exclamation.
Jesus,
mark.
I didn't even write that.
She has notes.
She has notes.
Fuck!
She has notes, dude.
Yes,
it's great.
She has a notepad. I was thinking the same shit you were thinking.
I think the only qualification you really need for this show is a third grade education. Hey.
Hey,
just to be a listener. Murphy only made it to second grade, I know, but still.
Yeah. I'm a third grade dropout. How you doing?
Product of the
but what's funny here is these two are going to be just going at notes like fucking fifth grade. Do you like me?
Dude, it's great. She has notes. She has 2 pages of notes, dude.
Dude, you came prepared. All right,
she came more prepared than these guys did.
No, these guys show up. That's all we can ask.
That's fucking qualification.
I
they show up.
I feel so much like, better this week, too.
You should. You had the one that flew last week. And what was your reasoning last week? Oh, family.
Hey,
you know what? He did call me, though.
The only time of the year you have to do something other than pay child support. All right.
Come on, dude. That's fucked up.
What?
You know he doesn't pay any fucking child support.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I had to pull my wife's family across the border for a week and drop them back off. What can I do?
All right. So here's how it works out tonight. Everybody online needs to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Tonight, you're only going to be talking to Chief.
What's up?
So if you're in the chat room, make sure Chief sees you there. We're going to, I don't know, have a little fun tonight, I think.
Yeah, we are.
Kind of something different.
I just bailed out of the chat room. Didn't realize it wasn't supposed to be in there this week.
Remember we mentioned
that's right.
That.
We talked about it.
Wait. Why am I the only one in the chat
room? We've decided that there needs to be one person in the chat, one person distracted by it, and you're always the person that actually
that does it. You're the biggest chat whore we know.
Yeah.
Chat's love.
That's true. Yes.
Chat whore.
But he accepted whore.
Dude, he'll accept anything.
Yeah. Pretty much. Green cards.
Food stamps.
Visas.
Dick.
Well, maybe not that.
Only if it's uncut.
Only if it's transsexual.
That was so wrong.
Yeah, but after a while, he let himself be taped to the chair. What does that tell you guys?
For everyone that doesn't know, we did, in fact, tape Chief to the chair for not calling and not showing 1 week and, forced him to watch tranny porn and then hermaphrodite porn.
I'm still scarred by that, fucks by itself. The way.
Exactly.
That's
there you
just,
go.
There's something wrong.
I'm waiting for it to play again, man.
Okay, Decaf is officially the most fucked up guy in here.
No, can't be. Because Murphy's the one that brings it to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Murphy's the one that went and found it.
Okay, dude. Decaf is Robin to Murphy's Batman.
Yeah, no kidding. Decaf likes to watch. Murphy will actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many men have you slept with?
No priests. So,
okay. You got me beat.
No, I don't think
I got you beat.
Just the one.
Just the
just
one.
The one.
Okay.
Just the
one. Was it willing? Was it willing?
Of course it was willing.
Okay.
Murphy's growing an afro.
You know, I know
that
too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when the hair grows
remember
in.
Remember that? The nickname, Fro.
Last time Jesse saw me, my hair was blue, too. It's got to be a big shocker.
Nice. Looking like Horseshack and shit.
Mr. Cotter! Mr. Cotter!
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so do we have a nickname for you yet?
Ginger.
Could you get on the mic, Ginger?
Yeah, Ginger, you got to get up on
Ginger
it like it's a big black
my
cock.
Nickname. A bit.
That's how I started.
Wait, that sounds
pull it right into your mouth.
Okay, is that better?
There
much
you go.
Better.
Sweet.
Now stroke. And don't forget to fondle the cable a little.
No. Hold on.
That sounds like a stage name.
We're watching this.
Go right ahead. Yeah,
we're waiting.
Okay, I'm done.
Wow.
Fuck.
So am I.
Towel, please.
Beach towel. Oh, goodness.
All right. Here's how this works.
It's the best action he's gotten in a month.
I know we've mentioned this before in the show, but sad to say, we're coming into basically the 2.5 month countdown.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
For Chief's last show, which means only about 8 shows, 9 shows left here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And why are you leaving us?
Chief is journeying across the world into the Peace Corps.
He's going to build mud huts for prostitutes somewhere.
You know what?
Hey,
if
girls
got to
work,
make a
okay?
Living out there, you got to do it like that.
Girls got to work.
Damn.
Their backs. Oh. So wait, you are wait. You are going out there with your wife. Is this a new career advancement for her?
She's going to be the madam of the house.
Actually, have it the other way around. She's actually going to be whoring me out.
So there's nothing new. You do work for Fox on that one.
Oh. No. He's right.
I know you're right.
I'm on fire tonight. What's up with that?
It's good. All right, so you're leaving.
Yeah.
Joining the Peace Corps of all fucking things.
Yeah.
So tonight what we're doing is actually... So Murphy and I have been racking our brains for the past... Well, since we knew you were leaving...
About the last 2 months, really, is what we've really... Yeah.
What are we going to do? Now, one thing that's very hard to do is fill a seat on this show because, first off, we don't make shit for money.
Yeah.
No one makes shit for money. And
we did tell you that, right? There's no paycheck involved.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
And you really have
still
to...
showed up.
Yeah, I know. And excited about showing up, too. That's the kicker.
You guys didn't tell her about the boobies, did you?
Oh, shut up, sorry.
Okay, dude, you got to wait till after the first break where I can go out and lock the door before she can make a fucking run for it, right?
Damn
dude, you're a cockwalker to the fucking end. You know this?
Yes!
He gets married and sex means...
Gets
we
married.
Told you it dried up.
It dried up.
It did. See, what? You just said it did.
What?
It's a well dried
okay,
up.
Anyway. So Chief is leaving, and we are auditioning replacements. So
and this is kind of a case where it's not really a contest. We're not like doing anything spectacular.
Yeah, we're replacing with a woman.
Yes, we need to get rid of the sausage fest in here. There's way too much dick in this studio, and we need another opinion. I figure we've hit minority quotient. Like it matters.
God, yes.
We've hit the stupidity quotient.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I represented the drunken Irish quotient.
The stupidity quotient.
Okay, good. All right.
So, you know, we needed something different. And one thing Spankwagon has never had in its 6 years on the air is a female co-host. So we're auditioning female co-hosts.
There was the monkey.
That is true. We had the gorilla.
That doesn't count, though, for...
Murphy, what's in that?
What did you sit underneath?
Dude, eggnog latte.
Yeah, okay, okay. Motherfucker drinking eggnog latte. Bitches would be being a man, and he's drinking his eggnog latte.
Fuck off, cocknose. Yeah. I like my lattes.
And really? He shares. It was good.
Well, fuck you both.
you're just jealous because your wife doesn't.
Now, wait. Hold on. Just this. Wait. I just want to get a little consensus here. Chief, yeah. Eggnog latte.
Oh, huh? That's fucking awesome.
There
thumbs
you go.
Up.
James L.
Thumbs up.
Mr. Decaf down the end there.
I like my coffee black, baby. I like my women white, but I like my coffee black.
Well, I can agree with them on both.
Shit. You know what I got to say about that? Bring my shit up, yo.
It's up.
Okay, so
I want to say thank you for the audition and for auditioning females for the show. It's fantastic.
It's very much our pleasure. Fantastical. Very much our pleasure.
Fantastical.
Yeah, fantastical.
Look that shit up. We got to know.
I'm calling bullshit.
Bullshit on what?
Fantastical. Fantastical. Yeah.
No
shenanigans.
Shit.
Yeah. Fantasticals.
Uh oh. She's gonna throw down.
What? How are you going to call bullshit on fantastical?
That's not a real word.
Who gives a fuck? I said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Hold on, making notes. Yeah. This is good.
Ginger 1, Chief 0. Okay.
That may be the job right there. So, Ginger, we're not going to go through an interview, but what we're going to ask from you is the same thing we're asked from everybody who comes in front of our microphones. Everybody, contribute. Bring any notes, bring any information, anything you want to share. This is a two-hour open form for everything.
Awesome.
So wait, last week you were calling it a two-hour fuckfest.
It was that last week.
Oh, Why wasn't I here last week?
You should have been here the week before when they gave each other diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Everybody wonders why the toilet is shattered.
No, we replaced the toilet because of you guys.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah, probably off the air and with some Kaopectate. All right.
Smeared the walls of Walmart.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Chief is running the chat room. How's the chat room doing tonight, Chief?
It's quiet.
Very quiet.
It's quiet, boss.
Who do we have in there so far without doing a mad prop?
We've got Shazad, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, Vert.
Wait, hey. Toe's back in there?
Shazad's in there?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right, guys.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back, guys.
So, as I said at the beginning, phone number, our lines are open. 1-866-587-6257.
Psst, Trencher.
What?
Turn on the camera so they can see the hottie.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know
now
what?
I'm even more
why
nervous.
Is the camera not pointing at me?
Damn, that's white.
Holy shit. Look me dead at the end. I'm fucking glowing.
Oh, my God. Even decaf looks white.
I'm sorry.
Nothing tops when we turned off the lights in here, and all you could see were his eyes and his teeth when he smiled.
Now we can actually see.
It was like the beginning of Scooby Doo when they show the bats.
There you go. Check that white balance, yo.
Oh my gosh. Iris down. Iris on
so,
camera.
There we
five.
Go. You got some red in you. You got red in you.
Oh yeah. Woo. All right, so yeah, the cam's on. So, guys, don't forget to hit the cam in chat. And, you know, give us a call if you want to talk to Ginger. Ask her any questions because ultimately it is going to come up to the listeners.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to you guys. If you guys like her, let us know. If you don't like her, let us know. Be honest.
Now, because here's the thing. We like everybody in the studio as long as they're not a bum.
Well, you know what? Let me qualify that. Oh. We like everybody in the studio. That brings something, doesn't sit there, and then tells me for a week they're going to show their tits and then doesn't.
Who was that one again?
That was what? Me, but...
That, yeah.
Well, we don't want to see your tits.
No, that was... what was her name? Tiffany.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
she was
hot. She wouldn't show her tits.
Actually, Toodle Nuggets isn't in the chat room, actually.
Toodle Nuggets
No, she's on Vicodin.
Wait, Toodle Nuggets is a chick?
Or he's on Vicodin.
Toodle Nuggets is a dude. Oh,
okay. Wait, which one is the chick?
What's that chick's
name? I'll get it.
Is that hopeful?
Right,
is that hopeful
sometime.
Thinking? Which one's the chick? If you can't tell by looking, you darn
Ginger.
Yeah.
So
speaking of boobs, can we see your boobs?
What? No.
Darn.
Not right now.
Please.
Shut. Fuck
Come
you.
On. Okay.
I'll get her drunk later. Don't
okay,
worry.
Okay. Right. Oh!
Son of a bitch. That hurt.
Did I really
awesome.
Hurt you?
Ow.
Did I really hurt you? Did you?
I felt the backdraft.
You know what's funny? It was like I had like a little Matrix moment. I saw the hand go back.
All right, two
really
ginger.
Hurt.
Murphy gets
two.
Hit by air
and
it
take
hurts
it back?
Him. Okay.
No, no, don't okay. take it back.
He likes being beaten.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
All right, one ginger, no Murphy. Got yeah. it.
Now, so Ginger, since we've got you here in the beginning of the show, I guess let's do a little on-air interview, shall we?
Oh dear.
Sweet.
So, Miss Ginger, I notice you do have quite a bit of ink. How many tattoos do you have?
About, I think, 12 or 13.
Damn.
And I'm getting a new piece in 2 weeks. That's 8 inches long on my arm.
Damn. Holy shit.
So you're going for sleeves down the road?
No. It's from,
right
it's going to cut off about right there.
Shoulder to elbow. Okay.
So about a half sleeve.
So yes. what do we have going on for ink?
What do I have right now?
Yeah.
This is a vintage portrait of a girl getting her makeup done from the 1930s. I collect antique compacts and I'm a makeup artist, so
okay.
goes with the territory. I have two shooting stars on my shoulders.
All right.
I have a Dia de los Muertos girl on this neck. That side, you can't see it because of the headphone. I have a heart with a straight razor cutting through it, bleeding.
Jesus.
On the back of my neck, I have a tribal Polynesian hibiscus flower. On my back right hip, I have two dolphins that form a yin-yang. Around that is a sun. Within that is wave colors.
Okay.
On the outside of my right ankle, I have a black cat that I got at, can I say?
Sure.
Pussycat's tattoo for their Halloween little special they do on tattoos.
Cool.
On my other ankle, I have a dragonfly and a sunflower.
Decaf's drooling.
And above my belly button, I have a butterfly.
Okay.
And on my wrist, I have a rose and two red sparrows.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Wow. Now, I just because I have to
you're
be
more hardcore than all of our listeners
yeah, no
combined.
your black cat, did Dirk do that? Or did
no,
one
I got that by Cody Moore. Dirk
okay.
did my arm.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing my next piece.
I know Dirk. He's a real good guy.
Fantastical. There's that word again.
The Vermin happen to be probably the oldest punk band in Vegas.
Yes. And they just played last weekend at the Double Down Anniversary
okay.
Show.
Okay, Ginger. Chat room has a little request for you. This comes straight from Vert. We need to hear the belch test.
The belch?
The belch
well,
test.
She only had a little sip of my coffee. She
yeah,
really
I haven't had anything, yes. and I can't
see
belch
that?
On demand.
What?
I sorry.
So,
somebody
okay,
get this
is
woman
proof. This is proof
I,
that we have a female
I do
studio.
Belch, but I can't do it on demand.
Oh, okay. Right.
Wow.
So you said you're a makeup artist.
Yes.
You get to make ugly people beautiful.
Yes.
Thank God for soft wow. lenses.
You need an appointment, right?
So, so where's the hidden tattoo?
The hidden?
There's always one that somebody always
are you
forgets,
saying she has a tramp stamp?
I'm saying
if she had
that
a tramp stamp, we'd see it.
What's a tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp is the
it's that little
the tattoo right above your butt.
No, spot. Mine's not above my ass crack. Mine's on the right of it.
Yeah, no, the tramp stamp is usually the little tribal or
wedding
something.
Wedding crashers,
that,
yeah, I saw.
Yeah, tramp stamp. Aim here.
Sorry.
Exactly. All right.
What the? Holy shit.
So yeah, I do makeup for the industry, the entertainment industry, movies, film, special effects.
A lot of work here in Vegas?
Ad campaign runway, huh?
A lot of work here in Vegas, or you fly around
yeah,
the West
no,
Coast?
No, there is a lot of work here in Vegas. There's a select few of makeup artists that work full-time. There's a lot of wannabes. There's a lot of the really good artists that just haven't broken into it yet because the work is already spread throughout.
Okay. So exactly what is the differentiating between just putting on makeup and a makeup artist doing it? Ah, tough question.
Oh no. Oh no, it's not tough.
Oh,
there's
okay.
there's a difference between girls at a makeup counter doing her makeup that get paid an hourly wage to make people look fabulous and buy things, and there's someone like me who actually does it for a career and it has to show that they do a good job and that they can make people look beautiful and,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any high profile jobs you've worked on that we would recognize?
944 spreads.
It's a magazine.
The
yeah.
Playboy Bunny Mansion. I did their web stuff. I did stuff for the Fantasy Towers commercial and for their billboards. There's a movie coming out that I don't really want to say that. Isolated's a film I just finished that I was head hair, makeup, and special effects on. The Avenged Sevenfold music video, Backcountry. I did a thing with The Killers for NME Magazine last year. So there's, yeah.
So a lot of stuff. A lot of recognition. Okay, cool.
Wow.
Very cool.
Okay.
We're all computer geeks. Fuck.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of nerds.
It's okay.
Hey,
Wait,
I built my own website. Does that count?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yep. And you know what? Maybe when Charlie comes back to town, we can introduce her to Charles Band and she can get a little more work there. You know, Full Moon Movies.
Yeah.
We can say this. We are friends with Charles Band.
Absolutely.
Fantastical. Look, you there's that word for the third
hey.
Time.
Damn.
You have no idea. That meeting
I
gave
saw
me
what
a
you
woody.
Did to Murphy. I'm.
She's vicious, dude.
I'm Irish. Come on.
Oh, look at that. There. There you go.
I'm more German, but I am Irish.
Irish.
All
right.
Well, it's drinking That's all the it. Way.
Yeah. Okay, so now's the question.
Fine. You didn't say that at karaoke.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We learned something before the show.
We did.
Yeah. Decaf sings karaoke. And we never knew this.
We all
knew there was a little white guy
inside. Never sang karaoke in my life.
Okay, no one shows up for the women.
Wow. I feel... Ouch.
Dude, you're a faggot. So, okay, let me ask the all-important question, and this is the one that I think everybody in chat room wants to know. What qualifies you to be a new host here at Spankwagon? Why would you want to be a host here at Spankwagon?
Lack of education.
Lack of social life.
Honestly, it's something that I'd never thought about until you brought it up to me, but I've always been really big in the music scene. I've always been really big in going and seeing new bands, checking out new CDs, things like that. It's in the same genre, but I talk a lot. I consider myself fairly interesting and smart. And successful for my
healthy
age.
Ego.
Yeah.
Healthy ego.
And I don't know. It's fun. Fuck it. You know, what's it going to hurt?
See? There we go.
All right.
I think that's pretty much the resume.
She let loose her first fuck on the air. Congratulations.
No, it was my second.
Was it your second?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be.
During her little tirade with Chief about Fantastical.
Fantastical.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
I think that's going to be the name of this week's show.
I'm kind of thinking about jotting it down on the show notes right now.
Music tour.
So what? Wow.
What?
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 Fuck off! Oh my God!
Where's your soundboard for him today?
Oh, yeah.
Do you even have your soundboard ready for
Chief
him?
Chief is gay. Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
Come on, dude. You know I keep that thing around.
Yeah. On cue.
You get nothing. You lose.
That's my favorite.
Good day, sir.
I do love that one.
I do too.
All right, so that's where we're at right now. Murph, do you want to take us to a break?
Sure.
Go ahead. Go for it, man. This is Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll be right back. his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain. Kill everyone.
Silly like soupy sales. Now it's midnight and I'm completely boofy blitz. A six of Schlitz and the Jubu man of Shetwitz with my beer, tin, and glasses. I'm ready to biddy battle. I'm hungry like the wolf, but I'll end up tending cattle. Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
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 You're pretty when I'm drunk. She comes, a funky fried cutie. Mr. Jimmy Pop Ali is gonna get some booty, cause I'm Mr. McFeely with a speedy delivery. You think I was a ditch away, this chick was digging me, but maybe I should check and see if this is where I wanna be. Hey Lupus, is she cute?
Yeah, for a pygmy.
Oh, what do you know? You're probably going home alone, and it wouldn't be the first time that I gave a dog a bone. Plus beauty, it's only skin deep, it's in the eye of the beholder. My beholder's about to tweak. I could tap that barrel, in fact I know I can. It's monogamy.
want you twa, you and me and Heineken, cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
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 You're pretty when I'm drunk. Regrets, I've had a few. First and foremost, I'd like to mention you. For the sake of conversation, we'll call you the brand new heavy. You're a mix between an Ugnaught and Eugene Levy. You can call it Big Bone. I prefer to call it Gut.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Here at Spank Wagon Radio, we always try to stay on the cutting edge.
We're up on the cutting edge now.
All right,
we got our new NASCAR.
So right
news.
Now, right now, for the guys in the studio, because we're doing the interview, and we might bring in a woman co-host. Blah blah blah. We have to go through sensitivity training, and I borrowed this film. Hopefully, it'll help.
Fucking Christ.
General Electric Films presents Sexual Harassment and You: A Handy Guide to Workplace Etiquette. Back in the old days, a workplace was a man's domain. Today, life is not as simple. Businesses are filled with working women, with corresponding breasts and vaginas. As a man, you want to have sex with all of them. But approaching a woman at work should be done with extreme caution to avoid a sexual harassment lawsuit. Here's the wrong way to approach a female coworker.
Hey, Lisa, you look pretty hot today. Maybe we should have lunch sometime.
Uh-oh, that didn't go over well. Hello, lawsuit.
Dun-dun.
Now, here's the right way.
Hey, Lisa, you look pretty hot today. Maybe we should go to lunch sometime.
Oh, well, great.
How about tomorrow?
Okay.
Great. See you then.
Well done.
Wow.
Okay, let's review. Frank was awkward.
I guess it's a visual bit.
A little too pushy. Greg was handsome. Let's see if Frank can do better with another co-worker.
Hi.
The eye contact makes her uncomfortable, and authorities are contacted. Here's what he should have done.
Oh, God.
I guess since I can't see the video,
okay.
I guess it's...
Want to have lunch sometime?
Sure. How about tomorrow?
Okay. Here's my home number.
Great.
See? It can be done. You can have sex with women at work without losing your job.
I can?
Following a
yes.
few simple rules.
Wait, listen to the rules.
Be handsome.
Be
attractive.
Oh, you're done.
And don't be unattractive.
Ah, see, you're done.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done for.
All right, so I just wanted to play that, so we're covering all the all laws.
Right. All right.
Very good.
All right.
One of the guests in the chat room says, tell Ginger that she's fucking rad.
Fucking rad.
Fucking rad.
That's awesome.
And who was that saying fucking rad?
That's one of the guests. Guest 6873301 5.
Someone who doesn't know how to change the nick.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay, that works. Must be a friend.
Thanks.
all right, so where are we at, guys?
Well, what would you like to do first?
Isn't that what I fucking asked?
Yeah.
I got something.
All right, go.
And I got to log into the chat. Go ahead and stretch for me for time because I need to put a link in the chat so everyone can see this.
All right, so I'll do is I'll go ahead and since you said I'll go first and then told everybody to hold the fuck on, you know.
I didn't say... never mind.
Yeah, you did, didn't he?
Fine, I'm going right now. Here I go. See? Ha ha. Okay, so as some of you know, I'm a huge Opie and Anthony fan. And...
of course.
This morning, they did the eggnog challenge. They basically give guys double shots of eggnog until they puke. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the guy, the reigning champion, his name is Pat Fumunaki. I happen to have a little video here, a link to a video.
Bukake?
Munaki. I'm going to post the link in the chat room here.
You like bukkake.
And
I like bukkake.
The only way to describe this is absolutely horrendous. And... okay, so... let me go ahead and I'm going to play this... this audio here, so everyone can hear it. The guys at home, please take the time to find this video. I posted the link for you.
Okay.
If he wants a job as an intern on the show, he's going
to
do it.
Yeah. So letting Pat Fumunaki
right.
unload his vomit
into this
into his mouth directly.
Yeah, he has to get rid of this because he's a diabetic.
Yeah, he's
a diabetic. Tie the record. Tie the record.
What's going on? Because all yours clapping.
Pat's now taken 75 double shots of eggnog. Bring the audio up here.
What?
Yeah. And a guy is laying on the floor on a tarp.
Oh, here it goes.
Well, what the hell's going on there?
Pat's puking directly into this guy's open mouth.
Disgusting.
No, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up.
No!
That shit is fucking disgusting.
Wait, wait, wait. There's more. There's more. Look. That is
what the what was that called again?
It's Pat Fumunaki. He's just they're calling it the baby bird. He's just puking into this guy's face and into his open mouth.
Like a,
now,
disgusting.
To the guy's credit, he takes it like a man, takes it mouth open like a champ.
He's not puking to his mouth. He's puking all over his fucking face.
It's coming out of his mouth. It's coming out of Pat's nose.
It's pukake.
Pukake. Yeah, bukkake. So yeah, I posted the link in the chat room. Guys, watch this video. It is absolutely disgusting.
That was so great.
Watch this. It's gross.
Yeah. It's great.
It will make you puke.
It's like the scene from Van Wilder.
Now, you know what this does lead me to? As you guys know, two weeks ago, myself and Mr. Decaf, we did the 60-shot challenge. We did 60 shots of energy drink in 60 minutes. It was bad. It was real bad.
Oh, you guys died. You were saying that you...
I didn't even make it out of the studio.
I made it to Walmart. I was done. I was climbing. Wow. That's after I pissed twice. I pulled to the side of the road because it's so bad. I had to piss so bad. I pulled to the side of the road. It was like hiding behind garbage cans and shit. And then I got to Walmart, and I was fucking like just clawing the walls to get to the bathroom, but just...
For those of you that don't know, sugar-free products, when taken in large amounts, do act as a laxative.
Oh my God.
Is something new that we didn't know until that night. So
Murphy's ass had high-velocity shit.
Dude, both of them.
And the thing is, Murphy said, "Damn, this is the worst shit I ever smelled in my life." I was like, right? I went to Walmart. I was like, I was text messaging with a toilet. "This is the worst fucking shit I smelled in my life."
It was just foul. Oh. Kids, do not try that one at home, whatever you do. So, yeah, those guys did 60 shots. Pat from Fumunaki did 75 double shots of eggnog, and that is a new world record and thoroughly disgusting.
Ugh. All right.
You didn't even see the video. You're disgusted.
Just thought of it.
No, you have to see it.
I probably will. There's no doubt about that.
I'll post the link on the forums for the people on the podcast.
Geez, so now we're going to go to serious topics after that shit? Does anybody have anything light?
Well, I got this. What is this? Texco condemned for selling pole dancing toy.
Yes.
This is hilarious.
It's a British retailer.
A British retailer has been forced to remove a pole dancing kit from the toys and games section of its website after it was accused of destroying children's innocence. Why can't they sell this shit in Detroit? You know,
I'm surprised they don't sell it here.
Well, the Tesco Direct site advertises the kit with the words, "Unleash the sex kitten inside. Simply extend the peekaboo pole inside the tube. Slip on the sexy tunes and away you go."
I could buy that for so many bachelorette parties. Yeah.
Soon you'll be flaunting.
You could buy that for so many Friday night internet radio shows.
apparently, this toy company that really doesn't understand the stripper industry, because they also say, "Soon you'll be flaunting it to the world and earning a fortune in peekaboo dance dollars." Yeah, we know that's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently the $49.97 pound or euro kit, that's a lot of fucking money.
How many euros?
49.97?
That's about $70 here. It's not bad.
And what? I've seen that pole dancing kit, actually. I've seen it in Spencer's.
I bet you
it's
have.
It's portable. You can take it with you.
Seriously?
Hey, Murphy.
Christmas is right around the corner, baby.
Hey, yeah. You need to get your wife this. It comprises a chrome pole extendable up to 8 feet 6 inches. A sexy dance garter.
Did you just say chrome pole?
Yes.
That just sounded funny.
I swear, the first friend that actually buys me that for Christmas, they'll get it dance.
It also comes... comes with...
I think we have a slush fund.
Oh, yeah.
It also comes with a DVD.
Here.
It comes
doesn't have to
DVD.
Be here. Comes with the DVD. Wow.
Wait, the kit condemned as extremely dangerous by family campaigners was discovered by mother of two, Karen Gilmore, who was searching for Christmas gifts for her two daughters, Laura, who's 10, and Sarah, who's 11.
Don't worry. Just get the towel and wipe it down first before the other one gets
but
on.
But you got to get Carmen Electra's exercise video, How to Be a Dancer for Your Man.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Why
you know what I'm
us?
Talking about?
I've only seen it in fast forward.
You know what? You know what? I'm
at
right
least
here.
You're admitting it.
I'm on the Tesco Direct site right now, and it is back up.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So, and it is $49.97 in pounds. I don't know what the euro trade-off is on that. So, usually about 50 pounds. That's maybe about $100 U.S. Yep. money. Roughly. 2-1.
Also on sale at the website is a strip poker game, Peekaboo Poker, which is illustrated by a picture of a reclining woman in underwear.
Peekaboo.
That's just losing creativity. What happened to strip poker the old way?
Hey. Wait.
What, get her drunk and
yeah,
stack the
drunk
deck?
And stay, yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I got to know. What's an old way of strip poker?
Well, regular cards. Why do you have to buy special cards for that?
These ones are laminated.
You can wipe off the jizz.
Yeah. Ah, there you
awesome.
Go.
Well, I've got a toy for you. How about this one? I'm going to read this, and this is directly off the side of the box. You ready for this?
Okay.
Finally, Barbie has a dog that eats and makes a mess. Tanner the dog, soft and fuzzy, and her mouth, ears, head, tail really move. You can open Tanner's mouth and feed her dog biscuits. Comes with a dog bone chew toy that Tanner can hold in her mouth too. When Tanner has to go to the bathroom, Barbie doll cleans up with her special magnetic pooper scooper and trash gun for children 3 and up. It
wait,
is
wait. The damn thing comes with a poop scoop?
Yeah, here, let me flip my laptop around so you can see this. That is Barbie with magnetic poop.
It comes with poop!
And a pooper scooper.
Unreal.
Wow. Hey, wait, have you guys seen that commercial that they play on adult? It plays on Comedy Central and a couple other ones where it's this puppy that will lick you. And it'll actually like drip saliva all over you.
No peanut butter required.
Ew.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but I tell you what, if one of my kids asked for it for Christmas, so not happening.
Yeah.
What do you
well,
got?
Well, you
Trench?
Know, what? I don't have anything, but I was, you know, I went Christmas shopping. Was it about 3 weeks ago now? And I was noticing at the Toys R Us they actually sell a mechanical pony.
I saw that.
This
it's
thing
like,
stands
it's like 4.5 feet
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, stands like 4 foot tall at the head, you know, and these your kids can run. It doesn't go anywhere. It stands perfectly still.
But you can pet it.
But you can pet it or feed it its plastic carrots.
Mmm.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my dog.
Well, my
does
question
he need
is
peanut butter?
That's gross.
Now,
I didn't hear
he
a no.
He doesn't like peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think Murphy's the only
you've
one.
You've tested. All
no,
right.
No, I haven't. I just, okay. Right. Now, I left that open.
Yeah, paint yourself
Murphy,
in a corner on
I
that
think
one.
Murphy is the only person here that actually has a daughter, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, how do you feel about, like, if your daughter goes on and, like, buys something like this? You know, it's your job to keep her
when
off the
pole.
When
she gets a little
well,
older.
What do you mean, the pole? Oh, yeah. It's simple. After her 12th birthday, we're putting her in a chastity belt and sending her to a convent until she's 30.
Wow.
Because that works.
It will for my peace of mind, goddammit. Because by the time she turns 30, I'll be dead. Yeah. So,
but you do realize, like, when she's around 12, all right, 13
dude.
Or something. You know,
no, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
It does,
yeah, it's
going to
happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
No. It's
gonna, boys are going to like her. Yeah. And she
and
will
she's
like
she's
going to
have
back.
Sex.
And she's going
to not at 13. She's not.
And it's just the
wait,
thing.
Wait.
Just the thing she got, the guy she's married is going to be just like you.
Wait, I got a question.
As long as he's not a black man, I guess I'm going to be okay with that.
Now, hypocrite. I mean, Murphy.
Yes.
How old were you when you had sex for the first time?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
I was 13.
You were 13. My hell, she's going to have sex at 13.
That's
fucking
right.
Fucking 13 was going, yeah. Oh, this is great. Fucking Andy,
I remember
that.
Bird.
I remember her name.
What was his name? Serious.
Irene.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Wait. Come on, Irene.
That's Eileen.
Karaoke. How do you know her name?
Because this motherfucker over here is 13. He finally, like, he's like got this big old grin the next fucking day at the lunch table. And, you know, we're all sitting there like freaking... You know, all freaking teeny boppered out. And he's like, I had sex with Irene. And we're like, what?
Yeah. And then it just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Then it was followed
by. Dan was trying to hump everything.
Well, trying to. Shit. Yeah. Pretty much did.
Something humping the PE coach's leg. I mean, it's like, holy shit. It's like a little spider monkey.
That's pretty much me, yeah. I think Jesse can. Jesse's met the only woman who I could have slept with and didn't, actually. Huh? The chick who worked at the tea place. It's the only girl I could have slept with and didn't. Other than that, if there was an available hole, I stuck it.
Wait. Why didn't you?
I don't remember
why I still talk to her, by the way.
Oh, do you? No, she moved. I haven't talked to her
since. Yeah, she was far away. Uh-huh.
Like Atlanta, right? She moved to Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's never too late, Murphy.
Oh, I'm fucking married now.
He's done.
I can just see it too. Eastbound and down. He's heading to fucking Atlanta.
The only thing I'm having sex with consistently is myself. Who are we kidding?
And even then he gets turned down twice
but
a week.
But you know what? Let's talk about being offered sex, shall we?
Being offered sex?
Offered sex?
Yeah, I this is a work story, and I got to tell this one.
Wait, you just watched the sexual harassment video, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm setting new benchmarks at my job all the time. I was the first one of my company to be surrounded by police officers and have guns drawn on them for no reason. I've also now been the first offered sex for a broken computer by a crackhead.
Nice!
Yeah, crackhead woman or crackhead man?
Woman.
Wait, I want to know why all the cops freaking drew their guns on you.
I can't tell that story. I'll tell you later. But let's talk about that.
Now everybody wants to know.
I was somewhere I was supposed to be when I shouldn't have been, and someone forgot to tell people that knew I was coming. So...
What?
Oh, yeah. Someone, you tripped the alarm.
No, I didn't trip an alarm. I didn't even go in the building.
Nice.
No, wow. One of the things that my company does is we do ATM maintenance. I called one of the places and told them that I would be there on Veterans Day to clean an ATM. I wasn't even to clean it. It was to change a lock. So I get there on Veterans Day. The place is closed, obviously, because of the holiday.
Right.
So I'm working on it, and people are walking up to me, and I'm like, oh, sorry, it's not working. You're going to have to go to the other one. So I go through the whole thing. I've got a screwdriver in my hand, and it's not a big one. It's a little precision screwdriver, a little thin thing. It's about 4 or 5 inches long.
Are you in your work shirt?
Yeah, I'm in my work shirt, and I've got my work badge on. I mean, it's fucking obvious who I am. So I'm working on this thing, and I finally get the lock open, and I'm able to take the garbage out. That was the whole reason for me being there, to change
the... You jimmied a fucking lock.
I had to. It didn't even have anything to do with the ATM itself. It was in the stuff that's around it. So right as I'm done...
All of this sounds very suspicious.
Oh, yeah,
right as I'm done, I'm walking away. Next thing you know, woo, whoom, 6 cop cars show up. Guns out, pointed at me. Put your hands on your head and drop to your knees. Oh, fuck. I'm down. I'm white. Leave me alone. Yeah. So,
lucky he wasn't in New York.
No shit.
You later.
What wound up happening was...
Hey, what was he doing here, by the way? Withdrawing?
There was someone inside the building when they weren't supposed to be, and the person I spoke to had the day off because it was a holiday and forgot to tell the other people that I was coming. So they came over, they cuffed me, sat me on the bumper of the car, went through all my paperwork, called a couple of people, called my boss, called my boss's boss, and they're like, oh, okay, you can go. Thanks.
After they fucking had guns out, they didn't ask questions. They had their fucking guns drawn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is Arizona. That's are we kidding?
Oh, yeah.
No, the whole thing is, though, like, who mentioned it with the 50, the 50 shots in New York City?
Yeah,
they had their fucking guns drawn over a suspicion. Oh, the guy may have a gun.
And they said that he... Well, he tried to run over one of the cops.
Yeah, apparently.
You never heard of chasing pursuit?
Hold on. Let's talk about this during the news.
Okay.
Because I want to tell the second story, how I was offered sex by a crackhead, because this is really good. So one of the things my company does is we dispose of computers for a couple of other companies. So I'm at our storage facility, and I've got pallets out, and I'm loading up our pallets with these old and busted computers. So this chick comes walking by me once or twice, and I'm like, okay, whatever. She comes by a third time and kind of slows down and says, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm putting a bunch of busted computers on some pallets so they can be shipped out. Oh, that's really interesting. And that's when it clicked with me. Oh, fuck. She said, can I have one? No. These don't belong to us. They belong to another company. Whatever. I make nice with her for 30 seconds. She leaves. Comes back again. This time, walks just past me and then makes this right-hand turn and goes directly into our storage unit. All the way to back to the wall where all the stuff is.
Jesus.
She walks back to the wall, and I'm like, okay, I go inside. Now, in the meantime, my car is parked out front, and I've got the hatchback open, and Opie and Anthony going loud, and they're on the XM at this point. They're not on the FM, so they're uncensored. So she starts talking to me, and she says, so you work on all these computers. That's really interesting. Oh, fuck. Here goes, hand on the hip, cocked out to the side, tits go out, playing with her hair. You know, I've never had a computer before, and I think I could do a lot with the internet and that whole webcam thing. Oh, fuck.
Wait. We got to get a visual here. How bad was the visual?
It wasn't all that pretty, I got to tell you.
Okay. But the visual here is fun.
He's squinting and his body's twitching.
He's wincing.
It wasn't that creature we saw downtown.
It wasn't much better.
Ooh.
So
it was scary.
So she says, "So you sure I can't have just one?" I'm like, "Unfortunately, no." She's like, "Well, you know, if you give me just one, I'm sure I can pay you back." Somehow.
All right, what race?
Wait.
All right, what race?
Where's the porno music?
What race was she?
Sticks her finger in her mouth, swizzles it around, pulls it out, and then starts playing with her hair. Her race plays an interesting part. She was mixed race. I would have to say black and Mexican or black and Filipino, one of the two. Because right at this point, Opie and Anthony start going on about the Michael Richards thing.
Oh.
And they were talking about how on the FM side, they weren't allowed to play that Michael Richards rap that we played, mm-hmm. but they were able to play it on the XM side. And then someone said, one of the listeners said, "Oh, well, you guys don't talk about that shit." And so Opie starts going, and if I offend you, I apologize. Opie starts going, "Nigger, nigger, 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 nigger." So I've got this girl of obvious mixed racial heritage between me and my car. So now the question is, A, does she leave because, well, she's been turned down, or B, because of the guy in the background shouting, "Nigger, nigger, 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 nigger." Oh my God, dude, the girl just looks so fucking uncomfortable. Finally, she walks off, comes back again another 10 minutes later, and says, "Do you know who needs a roommate?" I'm like, "Fuck, oh my shit." So now the best part. I walk over to the manager of the storage facility, Terry. She's nicely. I say to her, "Hey, Terry, who's the chick walking around?" She says, "Oh, that's my daughter-in-law."
Oh my goodness.
Turns out she's an out-of-work stripper.
Wow.
Oh. Nice.
Shazad in the chat room says she'll pay you back with syphilis or gonorrhea.
You get a choice, though.
Yes. Oh, good. I'll take the gonosifa herpalades. Thank you very much.
And Akari says, "Goddamn Tijuana whores."
It's not the Tijuana whores I worry about. It's the Las Vegas ones, because we all know
that you've been with
half of them. And you don't have my music up.
Oh. Okay.
Ruins a bit when I have that.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. AIDS, 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 AIDS.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
What are you drowning me out with that?
Because I'm getting tired of that song.
I give a fuck. I was actually about to work something funny into it. And you know, fuck me on it.
Oh, God.
Fucking cock blocker me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Wow.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the 50 bullets. You know, first win for the news. All right.
So yeah. Okay. Let's wait. Well, I mean, here's the latest. Here's the latest development on this. Officers have raided at least one home, picked up the son of a clergyman. It's Popo. Decap. Get in, man. Decap.
He's gone. He's running.
Goddamn. Run, black man. Run.
You fit a description. Move. Move.
That was fast.
Lock the door. You ever seen a big man move that fast?
No.
I haven't seen him move like that since someone told him it was free wing night. Yeah.
Now, notice he did not respond until I said, whoop, whoop. All of a sudden, his head came up like a fucking lemon. It was like,
fucking prairie moving. Dogged it up.
Yeah, prairie dogged it. He's like, fucking went out of there. Well, apparently, officers in New York have raided at least one home, picked up the son of a clergyman for an unpaid parking ticket, and scourged vacant lots with a leave-no-stone-unturned intensity akin to a murder manhunt, but the search has nothing to do with a fugitive killer. They're just trying to find and locate a key witness and perhaps a missing gun in the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man. They believe this witness, if he even exists, could provide the missing...
We have a report from up in the sky. There is a black man running. There is a black man running. He matches a description for something. He matches a description.
Dude, you guys shouldn't fuck with Decap like this. You're gonna lower his natural defenses. You know, he's gonna be out in the hood, and that's actually gonna happen, and he's not gonna respond.
He's gonna get desensitized to it.
Exactly. That's not good. Well, apparently, what happened in New York is New York officers unleashed a 50-shot barrage into a minivan of a man who had just exited a strip club on his bachelor party.
Okay, now, we all know you never have the bachelor party the night before the wedding. That's a bad idea.
You do it anyways.
No.
You wind up with a dildo stuck to your head.
Yes,
right?
You do.
Yeah.
No. Or a cock dropping on the side of your face.
or you pay strippers to sit you down in a chair, bounce on your lap, throw a mask over you, open your mouth, stick a plastic dick in your mouth, and then someone takes a Polaroid of it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's before you got the black guy with that big ass titty. Bye-bye.
Oh, she okay. So anyway,
you know, they're looking for this guy who can actually tell everybody that New York police did not just totally blow this guy away
so,
for no reason.
Okay, now one of the interesting things about this is the racial makeup of everybody involved.
Yes.
Now, the racial makeup of the cops are...
white.
No, dude, you're wrong.
No.
There's one white guy, two black guys, and a Puerto Rican.
Right.
And the white guy has been on the force for something like 15 years.
Quite a bit, quite a while.
And of the 50 shots fired, he fired 31 of them.
Damn!
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. And the racial makeup of the guys in the car is
black, African,
bunch of black guys. Yeah. So a bunch of black guys got shot by a bunch of cops. I mean, really not a great thing to. Oh Jesus! Trencher, that is horrific.
That
is horrific.
Not me.
Dude, show a little sensitivity. Show a little sensitivity.
I told you.
There.
All right. I'm going to be very sensitive. I'll shut your mic off.
Oh man. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Apparently, what they're saying is that the cops unleashed this barrage of gunfire because the guy who's driving the minivan, which was carrying all these guys,
he had a visible gun.
Yeah, had a visible gun and also clipped an undercover plainclothes officer.
Okay, you know what? I can understand bad fucking driving. Okay, it happens all the damn time. You're an undercover cop. Okay, why did you just blow every ounce of cover, anything you're working on, to shoot the fuck out of a black man who can't drive?
My question is: there was one team of unarmed and a team one team of uniformed and one team of plainclothes cops at a strip club. Why are that many cops at one strip club
now,
in New York?
And another question.
They were on their coffee break.
And another question. Do you see how small that fucking place look at the pictures?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like it can hold six people.
It's like
shit.
This room.
It's Boondock Saints?
It's four chairs, one stripper, you know?
Sweet.
It's Rick's Tally Ho.
Yeah, no kidding.
The bar is a mini fridge with a 2x4 on top, okay?
I would expect Larry's Villa at least.
No, it wasn't. I think it was smaller than that.
But what I can't understand is 50 freaking shots, 50. And you're not even shot at. I mean,
but you know what's funny? Of those 50 shots, do you know how many actually made contact with a person?
Like
four.
Four.
That's not a heck of a ratio,
you
there,
know,
guys.
You know what?
I heard what guy got shot 11 times, though.
You know, one thing I will say this is that what happens here is when you have that many shots getting fired, the cops get all fucking confused because they forget that they're the only ones with the guns, and they just keep hearing the. No, I'm serious. This is actually a known problem.
Yep.
They hear the gunshots. They hear it reverberating off buildings, the echo. They're like, fuck, they're firing back. That can't be my shot.
They just
keep
shooting.
Fucking unloading.
Yep.
Now, 50 shots, how many cops?
I want to say five.
Five cops.
And
how
one,
many,
one
how many? How many? What kind of guns? Usually a Glock, 14 rounds, 15 in the chamber?
They could be Glocks. They could be Berettas. Yeah. I mean, you take your pick.
One guy stopped to reload.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get to.
Well, out of 30 shots.
Twice.
Out of 30 shots, he had to put a couple clips in. Shit.
At least.
But you know what? I mean, it would be... How would you feel if these guys did have guns and they only fired three or four shots and then stopped and then we had six dead cops on our hands?
You know, that's
you can't make that speculation because you can't assume inherently evil in anyone, cops or someone who can't fucking drive.
But the cops have to assume that if there is danger to themselves or someone else, they have to
but
stop.
But here's the problem. Cops have to assess the situation before they make a rash decision.
Right.
But cops in the past in New York, justified.
Shoot
hold on.
First.
In New York, it's been justified if the cop perceives a threat. It doesn't even matter if there is one. If the cop perceives one, it's going to be justified. Trust me, I don't agree with it.
Also talking about the New York Police Department who sodomized a criminal that was in custody in cuffs with a plunger handle.
I don't see a problem with that.
They also shot the other
because video
the guy from the Jamaican guy.
Oh yeah,
shot
oh,
him 37
yeah.
times.
Yeah,
and he opened this fucking door.
Personally, I think the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police District had actually learned from New York.
No, they have, because our cops will shoot you in the back as you're running away. Cops.
They'll shoot you in your car
and
then pull you out.
He's fucking the Hispanic guy's in handcuffs. He's like, you know, running away in handcuffs. What do you?
Boo!
Bam! That's a fucking duck hunt, people. There's no dog that pops up. No.
Into the bushes. Oh boy.
Whew. I'm just saying, it's amazingly irresponsible of the police department. And then, of course, you know, these cops aren't being identified because they're undercover. Well, you blew that fucking shit out of the water anyway. You know, they also haven't done anything. There's actually like a 48-hour chance for them to, the cops, to get together, hang out, compare stories.
And make up something.
It's all
in the strip club.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why they did it, because they were all, didn't want to get busted. Felt guilty and
glazing someone's chest for their lunch break.
No.
Over a mini bar in a mini fridge.
Hold on, just give me a minute. Four?
Is that why they're not going to identify them?
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't.
Because they're covered in jizz?
That brave one.
DNA test.
Uh oh, not on the monitor, dude.
Wait, what kind of bar was this?
It was a strip club.
Are you sure? Because you just said the men were covered in jizz.
No, I didn't. She said the
men
were covered in jizz.
Weren't the cops in the strip bar?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was worried you were talking about one of these kind of places.
I was following the
story. You never know what kind of bar it may be.
That's true.
Like that.
I have never seen this video.
How does she not have back problems?
Right. Oh, we're watching porn over here again.
Are you?
What?
Wow.
Just make sure it's not the tranny porn.
No. Right.
No.
These are some giant titties. Yeah.
What size?
Fucking enormous.
Like unhealthy enormous?
Like here, you know what they look like? Here, just... Like this.
Yeah.
Right there. They're like two giant skulls.
And your nose is for nipples. Got it. That means one's pierced.
Right. Well... Yeah.
They might have been. I wasn't really.
That wasn't anything personal. Sorry, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Wait, were you thinking if one of your nipples were pierced or if your nose was pierced representing
all.
A nipple?
Oh,
boy.
All right, so
she's nipples are pierced.
They are.
Yeah, moving on. Who's got something? Who's got it? Who's got it?
Hey, you want
to,
let's
move to the black guy.
Black guy got anything?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Dude, he's got something.
Oh.
He's got that look in his eye.
He seems getting ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at it. He's got his little wool cap on.
Yeah, he's
getting ready for it.
Do you need your music? Do you need your music?
Yes.
Yeah, you need the music.
Okay. All right.
Give me the motherfucking music. Shit. Yeah. What's up? This is Decaf with the Darker Perspective. Today, I want to talk about Michael fucking Richards.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Now, this motherfucker, cracker-ass motherfucker, go on stage and start yelling everybody being niggas and niggas and niggas and niggas and niggas and niggas, right?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that word again?
Niggas and niggas and niggas and niggas and all kinds of motherfucking niggas. Know what I'm saying?
There he is.
But... Now, when I first saw this video, right, I looked, I was pissed, but I laughed my fucking ass off. What? It's not the funniest fucking shit ever. I was like, oh my fuck, how can you fuck up so bad in front of so many fucking people? It was hilarious. But what's even better is that Seinfeld, the unfucking touchable white show of all time, has just been fucking... smeared with fucking jizz. Smeared with fucking jizz. Now you got little fucking skits. You saw the fucking skit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of Kramer and the Monkees. Now, Cosby Show is finally back on top as best show in American history, baby. Fucking cracker motherfuckers. Shit.
Wow.
That's it for the Darker Perspective.
Oh, man.
That's where you play the music.
There dude. It is. There
play
it
the
is.
Motherfucking music, white boy. God. Damn it. Two Irish motherfuckers on this set.
All right,
you see that talk shit about that?
Wait, you know what? They didn't hear it. You should play it. Do you have the wrap up?
I don't have the wrap. I can't find it where it's
okay, Decaf, there's one thing I didn't understand. How the hell did a white guy who calls a bunch of brothers niggers get out of that fucking club alive?
I've been wanting that shit. I've been wanting
this. I mean, really.
I've been wanting
that
shit for 2 weeks now.
Because they were upstairs in the balcony.
No, what I want to know is how is it possible now that Michael Richards is now the poster boy for anti-racism, and you know he's hanging out with the Rainbow Fucking Coalition. You know Jesse Jackson's like, you know,
I love you.
He's like, hey Jesse, I'll give you a blowjob if you want one, man. You know that's how bad it is.
Michael Richards was a bad man. He said a lot of stupid stupid stuff on the stage. But the man's pulling his life back together, and he'll make it back okay. I'm like, what the click? I'm waiting for Al Sharpton's comments.
Wow.
Al Sharpton, man, ran for president. He's like, yeah! Michael Richards is a dumb man! Know what you... And of course, every newscast is saying, and of course, today we're talking about the N-word.
Yeah.
All right. N-word. Can we say the word.
Nigga.
Say the word.
Nigga.
Say the word.
Nigga.
Say the word.
Nigger.
I'll say the word.
Hey, man! Nigga's okay, nigger!
They're hugging. They're hugging.
Hey, what? I was just talking about someone who's cheap, who's being niggardly. What's the problem?
Okay. Murphy. That is the most white person way of saying
it. Oh, I went out of my way to say that.
Hi. Hello. My name is Penobscot Smith, and I'm going to say the word nigger.
Nigger, spook, coon, Toby. Nigger. Take your pick. I give a fuck.
It's just a fucking word. Like, Get over it.
Chris, shut up. You were saying?
No.
She wanted to say spook, didn't you?
No, I already said one.
What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say?
Porch monkey.
Oh!
I love him.
Porch monkey.
I've always been particular to Spear Chucker.
Spear Chucker?
Oh, yeah.
Spear Chucker.
I don't know. You know.
There's a character named Spear Chucker Jones on MASH, for fuck's sake.
Tar Baby seemed to be more my favorite thing.
No, my favorite one is Jungle Bunny.
Jungle Bunny?
Do you know what's really bad? This is bad. I was raised calling kids chitlins just because.
Oh, shit.
But not as a bad thing. And I was. Yeah, it's bad.
You just almost killed Trencher over here. What?
Guys, keep fucking on.
No, so
I didn't know what it meant until a year ago.
But a year ago? How old are you?
I know. That's the retarded thing.
But then I call my close friends collard greens.
Oh, porch monkey. I'm bringing it back.
But, Decaf, we go back into the karaoke days.
Oh.
I've never called you that in person.
So when you were calling... when you were calling people chitlins.
Chitlins.
I'm talking about children.
Chillin'.
Well, yeah, I know. Were you building crosses to burn as a child? Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Today in
Chicago. I was actually raised a Jehovah's Witness, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Wait. So wait a minute. We've got Catholic guilt extreme.
Yes.
We've got Mormon.
Mormon reject.
Reject.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. Recovering Catholic, full-blown Catholic. Mormon reject. Fucking Jehovah's Witness.
X.
Well, obviously, X. You're here. Yes. Yeah. If you were still Jehovah's Witness, you couldn't sit next to him.
Yeah. I couldn't be this room.
You couldn't be in this room.
I'm already going to hell in a handbasket, regardless.
Decaf, what are you?
What? He's a Baptist, didn't you know?
Okay.
Preach on. Peace on, brother Decaf.
He holds snakes, okay? He's one of them.
Give me a hallelujah. Oh, we got the spirit. Yeah, we got the spirit in here.
I've been saved.
Oh, God.
Get off my bangs.
All right, get off her bangs. You can fuck with a woman mentally, but don't fuck her hair. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
It's time to take a break here at Spank Wagon Radio. Murph, hit
you want
the
me
music.
Play some shizzy, yo?
Okay, that was more white than anything you've ever done.
Yeah, I know.
Play the damn
we're
music.
Standing by. Holy shit, we're rolling. Ready? Well, first of all,
that's the way it is. I like something you don't, and you're telling me it's shit. Well, it's a waste of time. You can't change our opinions. You know what else? I don't know what it's like. I walk the streets of Japan till I get lost, 'cause it doesn't remind me of anything. With a graveyard tan and carrying a cross, it doesn't remind me of anything. I like studying faces in the parking lot, 'cause it doesn't remind me of anything. I like driving backwards in the fall, 'cause it doesn't remind me of anything.
Cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you gray bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. Yes, precious, it gets the hose.
Good.
Would ya?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And
otherwise known as Murphy and Friends.
Yeah. Fuck you. Oh. Do that shit. Where'd you go? You're right there.
There you are. Say that
I
again.
Think you're there.
That's not very nice.
I know. So. And yet remarkably
slap
true.
Slap him.
Hardly. No, not again. Ow, yeah. Slap.
I need better leverage.
Awesome.
Oh, we'll give you leverage.
Oh, yeah.
All the leverage in the world.
Fucking Christ.
All right. Hey, we said it before. We'll say it again. Spank Wagon Radio. Who wants to take this next one?
Let's go with Ginger's bit.
Yeah. Ginger's bit. Oh, yeah.
Ginger has a...
I wish I had music for this.
You know what?
This is a good bit idea.
You know, I know the perfect music to play for that.
Okay. Oh, don't hang play on. AIDS.
No.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, that's even more wrong.
Wait, isn't that Quaalude Man song?
Well, now I think it belongs to this bit.
This is about people with much worse sex lives than you. There's a gentleman that was arrested in Washington in October after his wife said she caught him having sex with their pit bull terrier. Washington has a new anti-bestiality law which took effect in June that was passed after the highly publicized 2005 death of a man in another area of Washington who allowed a horse to penetrate him.
Oh, God. Did anyone else see the video of that, by the way?
What? They have video of the horse? Video.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why?
Okay. So the dude's there, and, like, his buddy is positioning the cock, and the horse is doing his thing, and the horse cock is going in, I'd say, about 8 inches. And the guy seems to be okay. And then the horse just says, fuck it, and drives to the hilt.
Oh. That is so bad.
3 feet. 3 feet of horse cock that... It's as...
And it impaled him. It
did he
him.
Taste it? I want to know.
It's as fucking thick as my thermos. Goes all the way to the hill. Yeah, the guy dies of internal injuries. Yeah.
Oh, so that means his buddy got to watch his other, you know...
And then someone
get impaled by a horse's
what's worse,
penis.
Someone took the video, had the time to edit it, and put it online.
Wait.
Death by horse cock.
Death? That sounds like a band.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. If there are any listeners out there,
Death
there's a new
by
band name
cock.
For you. Okay, the other story,
that'll
the gentleman...
That'll get you 2 record deals.
That would give you probably 5 record deals. The next story... regarding that previous story that I just said with the gentleman who did die, there is a movie that's being made about that at Sundance Film Festival, is what Murphy says.
Yeah, it's going to be at Sundance. Yeah, they're going to call it... Tentatively, it's called Zoo. And it's a documentary.
Is it going to have Ben Affleck in it?
That's like the bombs third, and Phantom.
Dude, that's like the third Ben Affleck joke you've made tonight.
Second.
Dude, why?
Second.
Yeah, I'd be calling it like Nay or something like that. Fucking Zoo.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed goes to band camp.
Why do people want to fuck animals?
Mr. Ed in love.
Every time I see any animal pop a boner, I want to run the fuck away.
Magenta it's crayon. Gross.
Red rocket.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, okay. To finish the story, there's another gentleman that's 20 who was arrested in Wisconsin in October and charged with molesting a deer carcass. He said that he was sexually aroused by him when he saw it in a ditch. And then his attorney raised before the judge his defense that the anti-bestiality law only applies to sex with live animals.
Oh, dude, how are you driving down to go?
Yeah, but what about
hey, is that a dead animal carcass? Schwung. I gotta get me some of that and fuck it.
Your brain is fucking broken. If you're walking through and you're like, hey, that's a dead. Oh, yeah.
Now,
Dear, you sure do got a purt of mouth.
Wait,
wait,
wait. Gnash teeth.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here I am in the middle of nowhere. Oh, I'm looking for animals. Dead. Oh, yeah.
No!
Wait, doesn't that
you
break?
You just officially ruined Quaalude Man, by
no,
the way.
No, no, I loaned him out.
Doesn't that break necrophilia laws?
It's not about animals.
Bestio necrophilia?
Yeah,
I think you kind of jumped the law there because, I mean, necrophilia with dead people is one thing, but...
Murphy's got a video.
Of course he has
I have
a video.
I have a video. Hold on, let me find it.
A necrophilia video?
It goes along the lines we were talking about.
What? And everybody on that side of the table just fucking goes immediately into trance mode.
This is why Murphy is fucked up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Hold on, here it comes.
Oh, God.
Is that a joke?
Let me stop the music here.
What?
All right. It's loading.
What are you loading?
It's dirty.
What?
Okay, this is a guy seeing a bear up in a tree.
Okay.
And he is shooting the bear up in the tree. Woo! That's his girlfriend who's happy. And actually, I take that back. She shot the deer up in the tree.
Okay, so you mean the bear.
The bear. So now we've got a dead bear on the ground.
Oh, my God!
And the people are having sex on top of the dead bear.
Ah! Is this amateur porn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to efucked.com, that's E-F-U-K-T.
For lack of a better word.
You can find that. This is also a great place to find the Screech sex tape. The portion that I really like best.
Oh, that was just
And that would be
wrong.
Screech pulling a dirty Sanchez.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
What is the website name for all of those dirty terminologies? The munging and dirty Sanchez and Abraham Lincoln?
Shit,
I can't remember it. I love that.
I know what
you're
talking
about. The website.
We've had it on the show the
Angry
years
Pirate.
Ago.
Yeah.
Cleveland Steamer. You know, all those fucked porn names. And
Strawberry Swirl.
Ew. Oh.
What are the other ones? They're fabulous.
Strawberry Swirl. That's if I'm correctly, you come into a woman who, you give a cream pie to a woman who's on her period. Yeah. I remember correctly.
Heard it different.
Okay, what did you hear?
I heard that you make her go down on you, knock her out, cum on her face, and she has a bloody nose and the cum and the strawberry swirl.
Oh, shit.
If anyone did any of that to me, I'd kill them.
Now, that sounds more like Pink Sock.
Yeah.
I need the website so I can up my terminology. Murph is
writing. I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
He's writing these notes. He's like,
but you know the Abraham Lincoln.
I know. What's the Abraham Lincoln?
Same thing, where you force a girl to go down on you, get ready to come, knock her out, come all over her face, shave your pubes on top of her face to form the beard.
Honey,
I just like that you
honey,
can
get the
make
razor.
Your own, send it in, and they have to approve it and pass it and leave it on the website. That's just fantastical.
Toodle Nugget says it's www.sex-lexus.com.
Okay, like
I'm
going to
check that. Yeah. If it's wrong, I will yell at you.
Sex-lexus.com.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Toodle. Thank you, Toodle Nugget.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I feel so dirty now. Just this whole show has just made me feel...
Animal fucking and...
Yeah.
Leave it to the redhead to bring that into the show.
Fucking Knicks. All right, so... Moving to a totally different topic. Yeah. Here's a nice thing that everybody needs to get pissed about.
It's going to make me feel dirty.
Anybody who knows anything about what's been going on with the Zune, Microsoft made a deal with Universal Music where every time you buy a Zune, that's $1 that's going to Universal. Basically what it is part of the Zune's price pays for the licensing of the music in Universal's mind. Well, Universal now wants to bully Apple and iPod into paying them $1 for every iPod sold. So wow. Not only then...
Does that go back when the iPod was released?
I don't know. I don't have anything that says it's recursive in the article I have. The thing is, though, if you think about it, that means if you own a Universal CD and you rip it and you put it on that iPod, not only did you buy that CD once, but now you're paying Apple to pay Universal.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's complete shit.
Don't they have enough money anyway?
You'd think. You'd think.
Wow. And does that money go back to the artist?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
None of that money goes back to the artist. Studios need to turn on their light bulbs and shit.
Artists
like that.
Only right. get like a couple cents off of the dollar every CD that's sold.
For every CD. I mean, yeah. Most of the CD cost is in the production. That's why, I mean, even in iTunes, they're still getting somewhat gypped because they're not getting anywhere near the dollar. You know, they're only getting like 20 cents out of that dollar. So they're still getting gypped to a point.
But they're getting paid more than what to make off a CD.
Exactly. And it's even worse if you use things like Napster or eMusic where you're not buying the music. You're buying a subscription to listen to the music until they say you can't.
Yeah. Right, and that's the same with Rhapsody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is what I just did. Yeah. You get it for, what, a month?
Yeah, a month. It's like, no. Yeah.
Vert says Apple will just flip them off.
Yeah, Apple will just flip them off because that's not their style.
Steve will just say, how about you should go fuck yourself?
Let's look at what Steve did when they were all saying you need to charge more than a dollar, otherwise we're suing you.
He
you
said,
know, the Apple said,
you
ah,
go fuck yourself.
You. You know, and they backed down because they realized... They can make some big enemies now because of the market share that the iPod has. Mm-hmm.
By the way, something interesting talking about the Zune. The Zune is the number two, it's kind of funny, the number two MP3 player in the world officially listed in the world right now by Amazon and a couple of other sites behind every single one of the iPod models. Something interesting about that.
So all
the
iPod models kind of tie into one.
No, the iPod models are all listed individually. So after all the iPod models, then the Zune comes up. But those sales numbers are kind of strange because they don't reflect Black Friday. And taking them into account, Apple only reports the iPod sales numbers every quarter, not every week. And the Zune was only sold here in the U.S. It wasn't sold anywhere else in the world yet. So it'll be interesting to see how those numbers play out.
See, I don't
the
know.
Zune's getting horrible reviews. Everyone seems to hate it.
But, you know, I've heard people that like it. The problem that's going to kill Zune is the DRM, or Digital Rights Management. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff that says your music is not your own. For example, if someone takes the Spankwagon podcast, which is covered under the Creative Commons licensing, so anyone can use it so long as you give us credit for using it. That's all we ask.
Please use it and tell everyone you use it.
Yes. Exactly.
On MySpace.
Yes, absolutely.
MySpace.com/Spankwagon.
The thing is, though, is if you play this song, if you play our 2-hour podcast in a Zune, Microsoft's licensing and DRM rules take over, and now it's technically owned by Microsoft, which scares the shit out of me. Hmm. They're taking our creativeness, our ability to jack into Jaws, and claiming it's theirs. Which I find horrible. So, I mean, for any...
Fuck the man.
Even worse.
Damn the man. Save the empire.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know what? You want to fuck over everybody? Go buy a Zune. You know, you want to sell your soul? Go buy a Zune.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to your music.
I don't need to.
Exactly. Yeah. Get yourself an iPod.
I got two iPods. What do you got?
I don't have any of them.
You don't have any. Okay.
I have a laptop.
That works.
With music on that.
It's a really big fucking iPhone.
And my cell phone, which holds
Holy
MP3s,
shit.
But I haven't done it yet. I have one.
So, okay, speaking of stupid lawsuits and shit like that, let me bring this up. This is actually kind of interesting. Let me, where the hell is it? Anyone ever heard of a website called quicksilverscreen.com?
I've heard of Quicksilver, the app for Macintosh.
Well, Quicksilver Screen's another news site, but they linked to something off of the Fox website and thusly removed this. Let's see. I'm reading directly from the Quicksilver Screen site on this. Fox seems is linking illegal. Fox seems to think so. I received this letter late last night via email. Another similar one was also sent to my ISP Layer Tech. They caved and told me I had 24 hours before they shut me down. So I contacted the EFF and moved the server to Malaysia. I'm not going to remove the links until I hear from a lawyer one way or the other. Unauthorized use of Fox properties, 24, Family Guy, Firefly, Futurama, King of the Hill, My Name is Earl, and The Simpsons.
Wait, were they linking to?
They just linked to the pages themselves or to images on the page. Hold on, let me just...
The links
are here. Hold on just a sec. Let me get down to this. Mr. Thompson, on behalf of 20th Century Fox Corporation and its subsidiaries, affiliated companies, herein referred to as them as Fox, I am writing to notify quicksilverscreen.com of the infringement of Fox's intellectual property rights in the above-listed television series on quicksilverscreen.com website. Demand that the Quicksilver Screen take immediate action to stop such infringements. The below links are specific examples of Quicksilver Screen's web pages linking to video files that infringe upon Fox's intellectual property rights.
Wait.
The files that they're linking to, they're just showing links to these these are commonly available on Fox's website. It is episodes of 24, Family Guy, Firefly, Futurama, King of the Hill, My Name is Earl, and The Simpsons that are all free. You can watch these episodes for free on Fox's website. So all he did was provide links to them directly. And Fox is now trying to sue him for copyright infringement.
That's ridiculous.
Welcome to the world of Fox.
That's fucking ridiculous because if you're just going to a link. Now, I can understand deep linking somewhat, you know. I mean, I'll still do it. Deep linking, for anybody who doesn't know, is where you're not linking to their main page about the story, but you're linking to two pages down in their story where you're linking to something of theirs.
Or directly to a video clip or something like that.
Yeah, directly to a video clip or directly to an image file that they have on there that you like.
Nope, this is to a page that allows them to go in, and I guess you can watch every episode of Futurama. Wow, that's pretty cool.
See, now that to me is complete and utter bullshit because you're not linking to the file itself. You're not causing that bandwidth. You're actually linking to their main page, and if you're linking to their main page, that means that people could see
more traffic.
Yeah, more traffic.
And you're not linking to anything that's hidden that you're not supposed to have access to,
right,
that you need a subscription for. It's free. It's there. So these guys have been sued for it.
So it's okay to put it on YouTube?
No, YouTube it'll get pulled off of.
Yeah, now it'll get pulled off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. YouTube's fucking watching their own ass. But Quicksilver Screen, they've got links to a lot of shows here that you can click on and they will take you to. And then you can, if there's a version of it available online, it'll take you to and you can watch it online. So, yeah, Fox decided that they would send a cease and desist and basically sue this guy for copyright infringement.
But he didn't copy anything.
Exactly.
He linked. Did he even give proper credit by saying that this is a Fox?
Yeah.
So he gave proper credit to these people.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't steal a damn thing. They put it out there, public domain.
Yeah, it's called Fox is being retarded.
Well, yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to do the official news now, I guess?
I don't know. This whole show has been kind of a
official
big
news.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a big
news
thing. Well,
Chief, you're not Chief Trent, you've got some. Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's go to the news.
You asked for it, and now we have it. Children who play violent computer games might experience behavioral change.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Research has hinted in the past that children who play violent computer games might experience behavioral changes. Now, researchers in Indianapolis say exposure to violent video games affects blood flow in parts of the brain that control emotions even after the game is over.
Same thing can be said about porn.
Porn. Okay.
Did you say porn?
I said porn.
Yeah.
I need to go buy more porn.
You buy porn?
Wait.
What a Luddite.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll teach you how to steal.
For free. Would you like copies of it?
I don't like getting it online.
Yes. Vincent Matthews is a professor of radiology at the Indiana University School of Medicine. He took 44 adolescents and divided them into two groups, One group played a violent video game, and the other group played another exciting video game that lacked violence.
And the secret third group, yes. Then the secret third group played with themselves while he watched the perverts.
To measure changes in the brain, Matthews put the teens into a magnetic resonance imaging machine.
MRI.
Yes. That measured blood flow in different areas of the brain. What we found was that the adolescents, the children who played the violent video games, demonstrated decreases in activity in the brain that is involved in behavioral monitoring and behavioral control.
In other words?
Stuff that handles your emotions. Kind of turns it on.
So wait,
all angry.
Let me make this. Let me see if I got this right.
All
right. You make kids play a video game, and when they start losing, they get angry.
Yeah.
Isn't that like any game? I mean,
dude, you could put me in front of Galaga or Asteroid, and I'm gonna get pissed if I lose.
We could play Connect Four, and you'd get pissed.
Exactly.
Apparently, to Dr. Matthews, he says that it stimulates that part of the brain that is getting us ready for fight or flight responses, engaging in a conflict or fleeing from a conflict. Matthew says,
I wonder
that
where Gears of War fits in on this.
I get really mad at Gears of War. Really mad at that game. I goddamn want to throw my controller across the room.
Okay.
I love that game.
So Matthew says that the subject teens played a so-called first-person shooter.
A so-called?
Yeah, so-called. That's actually in there.
It was Doom.
Yeah.
Not three.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of Doom, just to digress a bit, have you seen that one laptop per child computer? They could play Doom on that. I'm like, that rocks.
Can't play Doom 3. Can't play Doom 3 on a fucking Cray these days. Fucking Christ, the goddamn requirements on thing. Anyway, sorry.
Anywho.
Yes. So, Matthews says that after prior studies, video game companies have tried to refute his conclusions, but he believes the evidence is so strong that violent gameplay can trigger significant and prolonged emotional changes in young gamers that parents should be concerned about how much they are playing and what kind of things they're exposing them to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Next.
Dude,
Hey, you know what? To be honest, what they're trying to do is find a patsy scapegoat.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all it is.
And
you okay, Rimmer?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He's been making me watch porn.
Anytime you guys say porn, I keep bringing it on.
I haven't seen you resist.
I wasn't resisting. It just means
we were just watching.
Man is in trouble tonight.
Horrors of Warcraft.
Horrors
part
of Warcraft.
Four.
Oh,
part four.
It was interesting. Okay.
Well, I mean, and it all goes down to it. I mean, sure, you are going to exhibit behavior that you surround yourself with, but it's up to the fucking parents to teach the kid video games aren't real.
But it's the fucking parents that are plopping them down in front of video games and play.
Well, because they don't want to take
care of them. Let Chief say his bit. I want to hear this, because as someone who's married and who probably wants to have kids, how do you feel about this, honestly?
Honestly, I'm going to be pretty liberal with my kids. Mm-hmm. All right, if they want to watch a TV show, I'm going to... If they want to watch a TV show, I'm going to let them watch it. If they want to, play a video game, I'm going to let them play it. But we're going to talk about it first. You know, we're going to have a discussion. Okay, this is a video game. It's not real.
I can see it, too. I can see it, too. So, Daddy, tell me, why does Debbie do Dallas?
Well, because it's there, son.
Yeah, pretty much. It's there.
And it had a dollar.
Because Debbie's a little whore, much like Murphy.
Oh.
You're just jealous because I've got porn over here and you don't.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Porn and REM. I don't know if I really want to mix that too.
No.
Cock and angst.
Yeah.
You guys want to sing the hook?
But
what?
It's coming.
Don't let yourself go.
Come on, Ginger. You know you want to sing it.
No, I don't.
You know you do.
Come on, baby. Sing it.
Everyone does.
Come on. Everybody sings it.
I can't stand REM.
I am giving you a finger. Right.
Everybody hurts.
Sing along.
Sometimes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, now that I got nothing.
Back to the porn.
The professor,
the professor
that alerted that Russian ex-Russian spy about he might be poisoned is now poisoned.
Gee,
dun dun dun.
But you know what? That was
the same stuff.
Isn't it plutonium? It's not
plutonium.
It's plutonium
210.
Yeah, this shit's showing up all over London, all over Europe. Because what they can do is they just take a nice big general sweep with a radar or something special that measures this shit. And they're finding this chemical everywhere. They're even finding this fucking thing on airplanes. So
we're diverted from the United States.
Huh?
Which were diverted.
Oh, totally diverted. But here's the thing. What's going on that everybody's getting poisoned? Or how can how even just a little itty bitty teeny weeny bit, can it be that, you know, widespread?
Well, apparently if you ingest it into your body, yes.
Well, yes.
I guess that's what has it. Mario Scramella, an Italian...
Mario!
Just walking down the street, next thing you know.
It's-a me.
But what form is it in?
It's an ice. It's in a radioactive isotope. I don't know.
Can you see it though? You're just walking down the street, next thing you know. You're glowing like a fucking light bulb.
Like on Sims?
It'd be great.
Yeah, kind of. Well, apparently, he's an Italian academic who allegedly met poisoned Russian dissident Alexander Litvinenko or something. Has been seriously contaminated with the radioactive isotope plutonium-210, which killed this dissident last week.
It killed the fucking spy,
yeah,
okay?
Killed the spy. Britain's Health Protection Agency said tests showed a significant quantity of this radioactive isotope in Mr. Scramella's body, which was likely to be of concern for his immediate health.
You know what? There... It's fucking spy games is what it is. I mean, it's everything we watched in all those really kick-ass 80s movies.
Dun, 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 dun,
and a couple
dun,
bad
dun,
90s
dun,
ones.
Dun, dun, dun,
banana!
Wow.
Whoa. Slap him again.
Slap
him again.
Banana! Ah! That was a good leverage! I need more skin. Come on, take your shirt off.
Whoa.
Wait.
That
Whoa.
Was just so I can actually get the smack in there. There's too many...
She wants
no, 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 no,
I can
no,
hit the back
no.
of his head.
Yeah, do that.
He no, that'll hurt my glasses.
He hits
go
the
fly.
Back of his head.
We have a studio, we have a studio troll.
Hey, studio troll.
Oh. What?
All right. Wow. That's different.
So does this mean I can poison Murphy with a radioactive
Yeah, but no one else can get near you because I think just even having that stuff in your possession
Dude,
is gonna
I eat
kill
Twinkies
you.
On like a daily basis. There's no fucking radiation that's going to poison me. I'm going to live forever with that shit.
Good point. Yeah.
He's got
your body
bones,
will yeah. never disintegrate.
But that means we have to bury him in saran wrap in a seal pack envelope.
We can do
you
that.
You could cremate me. Good luck finding enough fuel for it.
No shit.
He burns.
Spill your water
green.
All off the keyboard. Yeah, all right. Exactly. So what else do you got, Chief?
Well, let's see. The iPhone, the rumored iPhone, maybe.
Will you quit getting distracted?
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Show.
The rumored iPhone may soon be here. Apple Computer Incorporated has filed for a patent that suggests plans for a wireless phone that combines the company's hugely successful iPod MP3 music player and a cellular phone, according to an application
yeah,
with
we've,
a U.S.
We've,
patent trademark office.
You know, we've talked...
I can't hear you.
Dude, is that a Mac? Yeah. Dick.
Yeah.
You know that's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to be... I love my Mac, but the problem with Mac users is we're all too fucking cool for the school, and everyone tries to be the hip, trendy guy in the fucking commercials these days.
Yep.
Yep. So what kind of phone do you have? Oh, well, I have a Nokia. I have a Samsung. What do you have? I have an iPhone.
You know what, though? And they're saying that the iPod's actually becoming a little less hip now because it's so ubiquitous. It's so everywhere. The same thing's going to happen with the iPhone, but you know what phone I really want? Is the phone that came out recently, the new Scalpel by Motorola, which came out it came out just in India right now.
Huh.
And it's a phone that's only for limited the marketing right now for the phone is for emerging countries, any more emerging phone services. Is everything okay in there?
What
the
dare
we
fuck
ask
is that?
What the fuck that is?
That
it's
is a giant glass dildo.
Dildo.
Why is there a giant glass dildo in the bathroom?
That's what I was asking.
Because some people consider it artwork. That's serious. Yeah.
Do you consider it power tools?
No, I don't consider it.
I mean, is it? Is that?
But I've
it
been told you can microwave it, you can refrigerate it, you can freeze it, and then
it looks like it screws into something.
Is it actually heavy? It almost looks like it's hollow and it's a covering
it
for
is.
Something.
I don't know. What the
where was
going
it in the bathroom?
So that was in the can.
You know, Con was here.
Okay,
earlier.
We need to get Diggs on the phone and find out why there's a vibrator cover in the garbage. Is it dripping something?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just come on. You're not going to get touch shit that comes out of the garbage here.
I don't think it's
not
a
in this building.
Cover, considering it's glass,
it's got threads.
It's
got threads on
it. It's artwork. I'm telling you. Go to the porn store. They have them.
Do you have a lot of artwork at home?
Not of that nature. Yes,
if you want to bring that, if you want to take that home, go ahead. I mean, obviously somebody doesn't want
Someone did want it. That's pretty disgusting, yeah. Actually. Oh, all right, so now that everything's sidetracked, the new Motorola phone, the scalpel, is actually a candy bar style phone, not a flip phone or not a clamshell. It uses, actually has dual antennas, and it uses digital paper, which means the battery life on it is very, very, very good. As a matter of fact, they're saying over 500 hours standby.
You know,
Excuse me, 2 weeks of standby, 500 hours talk time, or something like that.
My question, is it UTMS? That's what I want.
I don't know. I don't have those specifics. I know it's going to come to the States, but when it does, it's going to include, of course, the ubiquitous video camera and mini SD chip and all this other crap that it's going to get. But to me, I would love just to get, and it does texting as well, but it's just a simple black and white screen, dual antenna, simple phone.
You know, speaking of phones, I know I'm totally going off of anything that we want to do tonight, but I had an interesting conversation on Tuesday with a singular cell site tech at one of the places I had to go to. There's a cell site there, and him and I were talking, and I asked him why my data service on my phone had gone to shit the last couple of weeks.
So is mine.
Like, the speed's, like, fucking horrible. For Singular, it's really interesting. When Singular first came out, they actually didn't have their own network. What they did is they leased space on the T-Mobile network.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was, to get their own network, that's why they bought AT&T. So until about 6 months ago, they'd been running two completely separate independent networks.
Oh.
So they finally started merging the networks together, and the hardware that they're using, it's not able to take the strain. It's not able to take the load, especially the edge network. It really can't handle it.
Hmm.
So what they're in the middle of implementing right now, and if you can find the hardware right now, it will work, and it won't cost you any extra. The new service is called UTMS, and right now it's...
Is that the new wireless standard for phones?
It is, and right now it's 3 times faster than edge.
Nice.
But the fun thing is... once they finish putting it in, it'll be 10 times faster. They say it'll be comparable to cable modem speeds.
Jesus.
Now, Verizon right now does have the fastest data network.
Then why is everything sucking right now?
On Verizon?
Yeah.
Well, because it can't get any better. It's capped. They've hit their limit. They're not getting any more airspace.
So in other words, they've hit their bandwidth or their throughput limits. Mm-hmm. Sure, they may have the ability to do, you know, what he's saying is, okay, you may be able to do, you know, how many meg of upload and download on your phone, but the pipe that carries it from Verizon to the backbone is at its limit.
Right. Yeah.
So 100 people are using up 100 megs all at once.
Now, the UTMS doesn't have a cap.
Why not? I mean, it'd have to have a cap if it's going between the networks.
Something about it's the way it uses bandwidth, and I'm sure Vert probably has all the technical data on it, but it doesn't have a cap. They're going to be able to hit this and be able to keep adding users, and apparently they will not have a drop-off on speeds even if they add all the users they want.
Huh.
Now, right now there aren't many UTMS phones out there, and I would really love to see an Express Card UTMS.
You know, well, that has to happen. Yeah. You have to get the Express Card. You have to. That's the new service.
Because
he's the new
thing. He's using the UTMS. He's got a UTMS setup, and he says it's unbelievably fast. The PCMCIA card that they have, and it's an experimental one. He says it's unbelievably fast how quick things go.
Shazad in the chat room, he says, Singular rolled out their 3G network in Kansas City at the end of October, and he says it's fast as hell. But he also says to you, Trench, if you're talking about the Wi-Fi / GSM switching wireless technology, no, that's UMA.
Okay,
which
that's
no
what
one
I was thinking of.
Which no one has rolled out yet.
No, UTMS is the new thing, and it's going to be unbelievably fast, apparently.
And it's UMTS.
UMTS, excuse me.
So, acronym soup. And on that note...
Oh, man! Aw, fuck!
What's up with that?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, yeah, she beat me out.
We got a lot of people to thank, so we're going to get to it. First off, in the chat room, let's give mad props to Chizad. Let's give mad props to Kiss Freak, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, and Virtual One. Everybody,
mad props!
Thank you all for listening. Now, big thank you to everybody who gets our voices out there. Big thank you to the studio, LV Rocks and LVRocks.com. Hey, let's not forget our syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and KC Host Radio Network. Also, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And go to podcasts.lvrocks.com. And if you want to be our friend, check us out on myspace.com/spankwagon.
There you go. She's catching on.
I've been your host, Trencher, and in the studio has been
Chief
Ginger
and Murphy. Guys, don't forget, go to the website, go to the forum, and tell us what you thought of Ginger.
She's
if you like her,
replacement.
Say it. If you hate her, say it. Just let us know.
All right, we will be back next week with
more porn.
With more porn, yay. All right, again, I've been your host, Trencher. This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Retards out.